Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
And we are expecting some news to emerge from the Special Criminal Court from 11 o'clock, and we'll bring that to you as soon as we have it. Now, a report into the secondment of the former Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Holohan, to Trinity College Dublin concludes that he should not have been involved in aspects of the Mood move. That's according to a report in today's Irish Times. It's understood that that long-awaited report could be published as soon as this week. Well, to tell us more about it, I'm joined on the line by Jack Horgan-Jones, political reporter with the Irish Times. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Claire.
So this report into the secondment of Tony Holohan, it could be published, as I said, this week, but you have some detail on the front of the Irish Times today. Will you go back and remind us what happened last April, so about a year ago?
Yeah, it's a, as you say in the intro, Claire, it's a long-awaited report, and it's coming up on a year since it was first commissioned. People, your listeners will probably remember that in March of last year, Tony Holohan, it was announced that the Chief Medical Officer was going to move to Trinity College Dublin and take up a role in academia there, kind of in public health leadership, and that this was part of him transitioning out of the civil service but retaining a kind of leadership role associated with kind of planning for the next pandemic. Now, that was all well and good until some of the details emerged around that, particularly around the funding of that role. There was to be 2 million euros per year allotted from the Health Research Board over the next 10 years. And that became a real point of political controversy. The Taoiseach of the day, Micheál Martin, basically said that it should be paused. And following that, the Tony Holohan, the Chief Medical Officer, said that rather than taking up the role with the Trinity College, he would in fact be retiring from the civil service. So after that, the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, said that he was going to commission an independent report looking at the process and the structures underpinning the move. That has been delayed. It was initially expected that it would take just a matter of months. There was discussion that it would be perhaps as soon as June of last year. And indeed, Maura Quinn, the author of that report, made an initial submission in June of last year. That was then revised in July. And actually, as we understand it, there was revisions and changes going on to that report all the way up to last October. But it still has taken another full 6 months, another half year, but before we're actually expecting it to be published as soon as this week. Now, the report itself is kind of legally constrained. As I understand it, it doesn't make adverse findings against people, including Dr. Holohan, and doesn't necessarily make findings of fact. But what it does do is kind of critically assess the process and look at the kind of corporate governance and the structure around it. And on Sunday, the Sunday Independent reported that procedures weren't followed. And Micheál Martin was saying at a doorstep interview with journalists yesterday that he felt people acted in good faith, but clearly there were certain issues within the process. So talking to several people who have knowledge of the report yesterday, I know a report now this morning that within the report, one conclusion is around the extent of Dr. Holohan's involvement in aspects of the move. We know that he was involved in the origination and the development of the idea with two civil servants, Robert Watt, the Secretary General of the Department of Health, and Martin Fraser, the former Secretary General to the government. And the report specifically outlines that, quote, he should not have been exclusively personally involved in the negotiation of research funding linked to the secondment. Now, I'll be interested to see what exactly about the process that assertion rests on, and will also be really interesting to see if Dr. Holohan disputes that assertion or the characterization therein. So there'll be an awful lot, I think, besides this as well, on top of these revelations to come out in the report around the process. I understand it runs to some 30 pages and is fairly extensive in its conclusions.
Okay, well, and we haven't seen that report yet, but we're hoping and we expect that it may be published as soon as this week, as we say. Now, elsewhere, Jack, there's disagreement over this legislation relating to facial recognition cameras, and this disagreement is causing, it would seem from what we read over the weekend, serious political tension. So what's happening?
So this is a really interesting one. It's been bubbling up for a little while. It's to do with the legislation that's being brought in to enable Gardaí to wear body cameras. But what the Minister for Justice, Simon Harris, wants to do is put an amendment down to that legislation as it's going through the committee stage, which would also enable the use of facial recognition technology, which is a technology that has been controversial basically everywhere it's been deployed, and indeed in some jurisdictions and in some states in America, its use has been banned. But nonetheless, the Gardaí and the Department of Justice have a very clear goal that they want to roll this out. They say it would assist them greatly in their investigations in terms of speeding them up and, you know, investigating, particularly when a child is kidnapped, for example, or going through huge amounts of footage. It would enable them to kind of automate that process. The problem is that, as I said already, it's controversial wherever it's been rolled out, and it's also controversial here. Initially, when the then Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, brought proposals to Cabinet in the first instance, there was pushback from the Green Party. There's also pushback from the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly. That has deepened, and the Green Party is now on record as saying that it's not happy with the proposed approach to amend an existing piece of legislation. They, and also the chair of the Justice Committee, Fianna Fáil TD for Kildare North, James Lawless, feel that this technology is effectively so powerful that you need a standalone piece of legislation that needs to go through pre-legislative scrutiny, that needs to be assessed, needs to have expert input in public sessions in a Dáil committee before it's actually rolled out. Now, at that same doorstep interview with journalists yesterday, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said that he personally doesn't have a problem with the intended approach of using amendments. So that's the Simon Harris approach. So you have a situation now where at least two parties of government have divergent views at kind of leadership or very senior level on this controversial piece of equipment. There has been an options paper, for want of a better word, developed by the Department of Justice, and Simon Harris is said to be planning to bring options to leaders soon. But it's very hard to see exactly how this is going to be resolved without someone climbing down from what are fairly entrenched positions.
And then we heard at the weekend that the Commissioner, Drew Harris, has written to the Justice Minister, Simon Harris, about all of this. This was in the Sunday Independent yesterday, Jack. So what does Drew Harris say about it all?
Well, he effectively says that there's no point in introducing the legislation and enabling Gardaí to wear body cameras if you're not also going to bring in facial recognition technology, that the two kind of go hand in glove from an operational perspective. And that's, you know, very much the firmly held view of the Gardaí. And, you know, because it's the firmly held view of the Gardaí and because it's the firmly held view of the Department of Justice as well, it would seem to be a political imperative for the Minister for Justice to achieve this during the short time that he has in that position. He obviously will revert to his previous role of Minister for Higher and Further Education on 1st of June when Helen McEntee takes up the reins again. But again, it's very difficult to see how they're gonna hack away out of this one because those positions are so dug in effectively.
Another thing I wanted to ask you about was these rumblings we hear about reported in the Irish Mail on Sunday yesterday within Fine Gael over Leo Varadkar's vow to take control of the housing crisis. So what's happening on that front?
So, as you say, the Mail on Sunday and then its sister paper, the Daily Mail this morning, reporting no small degree of discontent within Fine Gael on the perceived ownership of the housing crisis by the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. This sense emerged, I suppose, slightly before he became Taoiseach again. There was a widely leaked parliamentary party meeting held by Fine Gael where they batted around ideas for housing, and that was seen at the time as a kind of statement of intent. And since Leo Varadkar became Taoiseach again, there's been a couple of high-profile and visible interventions. First of all, a meeting that he held with the Housing Commission, who advised the government on long-term housing policy without the Minister for Housing, Dara Bryan, and also a kind of a forum or a symposium that he held with the wider housing sector, which are seen in political circles as him saying, you know, here is my premiership stamping its authority and bringing a kind of fresh impetus and fresh energy towards addressing the housing crisis. Now, the problem, obviously, is that housing is something of a millstone around the neck of this government and also many previous governments. So if there isn't a rapid and significant reversal in almost all aspects of the housing market, be it buying, renting or anything in between, then, you know, being the political owner of the housing portfolio or the housing policy of the government will be seen as a failure as opposed to success. And that seems to be bubbling up within the Fine Gael parliamentary party. A lot of this reporting in the Daily Mail and the Mail on Sunday suggesting that there's going to be something of a reckoning at the Fine Gael parliamentary party meeting this week, that the Taoiseach will face criticism. So that's one to watch as the week plays out and as politics gets back into the groove after Easter and the US president's visit.
Plenty to watch out for, Jack, in everything that you've said there. And thank you for bringing it to us this morning. Jack Horgan-Jones, political reporter with the Irish Times. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.